Many years ago, there was a young boy called Finn who lost his love's trust. You must prove that you're worthy of my love by conquering the beast and bringing its heart as the king has ordered, spoke Princess Velus encouragingly. I will do it for you if you will marry me, agreed Finn. I wish you well on your journey and wish you to the gods for your safe return. The next morning, Finn rose with a shake, for when he opened his eyes, he remembered the quest. He hastily packed his sack and took his father's sword. He met the king by his boat, and before they said farewell, the king gave him a silver ring and said, "You will know when to use it." The journey set off quite choppy, and then got worse as the island came into view, as the boat collided into the mossy rocks. He climbed out of the boat cautiously. Unexpectedly, an old man was sat on a rock by the shore. He spoke to Finn. "The beast lives up there. It has poisonous spikes and its teeth can pierce through flesh. Its wings are like blades and it has a strike like a bullet." Finn thought that it was strange that the old man knew he had come to defeat the beast. Feeling anxious, Finn made his way to the mountain and began to climb to the cave. He saw a mighty long chain straining the beast. Suddenly the chain snapped and Finn received a thunderous swipe from the beast. Finn struck back with a triumphant slice of his sword. Gruesome blood trickled into the cold, wet floor. The beast was defeated. The ring covered his body in golden armor. As a flame came out of the beast's mouth, Finn cut its heart out. But the heart was slippery, and he had to put it in his sack. He also took one of its teeth. So, as soon as Finn got back, he went to their temple and showed the king the heart. "You may marry my daughter because you've shown your strength." The next day, Finn and the princess got married and the king threw a great feast.